podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com Podcast Network.
Hey, Dolphins, this is Michael Fink with the FinFans Podcast. Each week we come to you and bring you our opinions on what's going on within the Dolphins organization. During the season, you'll hear two shows each week where we review and preview each game. We shoot straight from the hip and have fun in doing so. We'd like to thank both the Dolphins Talk Network and the Pigskin Podcast Network for their support. Make sure to check them out. Please leave us a review at Apple Podcasts or wherever you may listen to your podcasts. Please make sure to follow the show. That way you'll know when a new one comes out. It's truly appreciated. All right, let's kick off today's show. And it's another podcast. Lewis, we are here to preview the Cincinnati Bengals and Miami Dolphins game coming up Thursday night.
Don Shula used to call it, not Cincinnati. He used to say Cincinnati. Which I always thought was hysterical because he is the only person in the world that I remember ever referring to them as Cincinnati.
Yep.
That's funny that you picked up on that, too. That's great, Mike.
Yeah. Well, you know, David Shula used to coach there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. His son coached there for a very short time. Was not as successful as his pops.
Nope.
But, yep. A little bit of history there. Yep. A little bit of history there. Anyway, the Cincinnati Bengals, Thursday night.
Mm-mm-mm. Under the lights. You know, we have not done particularly well in primetime over the past several seasons.
Well, we haven't been very good. We've been average.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
And we did beat Baltimore last year in primetime.
I know.
We spanked their butts.
Yep.
Right? And then I think we beat the Saints in primetime last year, too. So, Mike, we're on a run here.
Okay.
All right.
Can we make it three in a row?
Not to contradict. Well, I don't know what happened in the game prior to that, but I know the last two in primetime we won. So that's positive, right?
If that's what happened, sure.
What do you mean if that's what happened? Are you questioning the fact that we have won our last two primetime games?
No. But for me, Mondays and Thursdays are tougher than Sundays.
Yeah. I mean, the positive coming out of this, right, is that we have a short week this week, but then we have 10 days thereafter, right?
Right. Right, which they're going to need because they're already pretty beat up.
Exactly. And who do we play when we come back?
The Jets.
In week five, is that in New York or is that here?
No, I believe it's in New York.
It's in New York. Okay. Well, we got 10 days to prepare for the New York Jets, who the Cincinnati Bengals just played.
Yep.
This past week. So it's going to be quite interesting, you know, how we respond. Short week. It's going to be very interesting to have Ryan Fitzpatrick. Isn't that, because he's on Prime Video. He's one of their commentators.
Right.
Before the game, halftime, after the game. So it's going to be very interesting to see what he has to say in regard to Tua, in regard to the Dolphins as a whole. I'm really looking forward to that. I don't usually watch, you know, the pregame crap. And sometimes I watch the post-game stuff, depending on whether we win the game or not. But, yeah, I don't want to hear any of their bullshit, you know, if we lose the game. You know, I'm miserable if that happens. So it's going to be fun, you know, to listen to him, you know, and to hear what he has to say. You know, I'm very, very interested in what he has to say. And, you know, he's just such a... He's a cool guy. He really is. I mean, he's very interesting, you know.
Very unique.
Very unique individual. Absolutely. I mean, real good choice by them to have him as a commentator. But yeah, maybe that'll bring us some luck as well that night, you know, in Cincinnati. But, you know, short week, as we were talking about, after a grueling football game. I mean, but I'll tell you what, Mike, these guys are in shape because I mean, they held up pretty damn well. You know, I think that other than
stamina-wise, yes.
Stamina-wise, yes. And I think health-wise, Mike, other than the couple of offensive linemen that got banged up, and I don't know how serious Little's injury is.
He hurt his hand.
He hurt his hand. So, I mean, maybe it's a situation where they can just put a little cast on it and,
you know, some fingers together, whatever needs to happen done.
Whatever needs to happen. I mean, you know, it's a short week. Thank God we didn't come out of this with any major injuries at all. I mean, you know, that's
that we know of.
That we know of, right. Yeah, sometimes things just pop out of nowhere. But, you know, Mike, we're 3-0. And, you know, in regard to the injury situation, right, through three games, knock on wood, we have been pretty damn lucky. And that's what it takes, you know, sure in does. These type of seasons. When, you know, let's just hope it continues. And, you know, I'm not jinxing us right now. I don't believe in that crap anyway, but some people do. Oh, don't talk about it, you know, because you're jinxing us. Well, right now through three games, you know, we've been pretty fortunate, right? Nothing has happened up to this point in regard to us losing anybody for any length of time. Everybody's held up pretty well. I mean, Austin Jackson, is out. He's on IR, right? But past him, and I'll tell you what, you know, Little has not done a bad job in his place, you know?
Yes, he has.
He has? Okay, yeah. Well, he doesn't seem to be doing a bad job, Mike. You know,
his grade last game was 7.5.
What, in the Buffalo game?
Yeah.
Well, he was playing with one hand, wasn't he?
Yep.
Most of the game, so that may have had an effect on
it. It may have. I mean, you know, I hate to rip on these guys because they are all out there giving a hell of a lot of effort.
Mm-hmm. 7.5, boy, that doesn't bode well, huh?
That's the lowest score I've ever seen for a lineman.
Maybe it was a typo, Mike, because that sounds ridiculous. I mean, that means that he gave up. I mean, you would think
that means he offered like no resistance to anybody.
No resistance. You know? I mean, even if he just stood there like a statue, I think you could get a higher grade than that.
You would think.
Know? So anyway, the bottom line is that, you know, they've been healthy. They're going to be somewhat healthy, at least as far as we know. You know, we haven't gotten any injury reports or in. We didn't see anything glaring, you know, after yesterday's game. You know, we just hope everybody's healthy and everybody's ready to go. I hate these Thursday night games. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I love it when other teams are playing on Thursday night. But me personally, I mean, I don't like our team actually coming back from a Sunday game, especially a game like we had yesterday.
Yeah, a grueling game. I mean, just a grueling game. That, like I said yesterday, you know, it was like a heavyweight fight. And, you know, with the sun and everybody getting drained from the heat, you know, it's not easy to turn your body around that quickly.
No, not at all. I mean, you have to turn it around. I mean, basically you have a day of travel on Wednesday. So you've got today, hopefully you gave them the day off. I don't know how they handle things these days with a Thursday game. I mean, I would hope that they just went in and maybe watched some film and
probably
stuff
do a walkthrough.
Like yeah, maybe a walkthrough or whatever. But then you have basically one day to prepare, you know, Tuesday. And then Wednesday, I'm assuming, is a travel day, right? I mean, I'm assuming they're, fly in Thursday morning. I highly doubt they're going to do that. I would assume they could
fly in early and then practice in Cincinnati.
Or fly in, you know, do their workout here on Wednesday as well.
Yep.
And then fly out Wednesday night because you still have a whole day on Thursday. Have a little walk through Thursday.
Yeah, there's lots of different ways to handle it. I'm not sure what they're doing, to be honest.
Either way, it's a short week and it's a tough week. You know, the positive is that, you know, we've got three wins under our belt at this point. You know, I hate to say it's not a desperation game because every game I feel is important, but you know what? When you have three wins under your belt already, I mean, it's a good thing. Like, you know, we're not 1-2, not 0-3, not 2-1.
Right, the season's not over if we lose.
Right, it's not over. We're in much better shape. I mean, Cincinnati, if they lose, go to 1-3. I mean,
they may be a little desperate.
they're going to come in there, you know, desperate, ready to play some heavy duty football. They know that. They have their work cut out for them. This is not going to be an easy game for them. And, you know, honestly, they haven't really played that well up to this point. So, you know, I know they were in the Super Bowl last year. You can't underestimate the fact that they got a ton of talent. You know, just because they haven't been up to par this year, they're a good, good football team. But
their defense is good from what I'm seeing.
And their offense is very good too. I mean, they just haven't played up to par.
Right. They haven't played to the level of talent.
Mm-hmm.
So How do you see the game going? Do you think it's going to be a wide open game? Because I kind of think the Bengals are going to be aggressive.
I think the Bengals passing game is going to attack us. They have to. I don't think they feel that they can run the football. I mean, listen, last week against the Jets, Mike, Mixon, who's a really good running back, had 24 yards on 12 attempts. Now, this is against the Jets. I haven't done any research on the Jet defense at this point, but I can assure you our guys up front are probably better than the Jet players up front.
I can tell you Cincinnati's run block rate last week was 56.8.
Mm-hmm. This past week against the Jets, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, with that being said, I'm sure they're going to watch game film. You know, the Buffalo game and the fact that Buffalo just really couldn't do much as far as running the football on us. You know, they've got three exceptional receivers, exceptionally good receivers. Boyd is very good. As a matter of fact, he had the best game out of all of them last week against the Jets. He went for over 100 with a touchdown. And then, of course, you got T. Higgins, who had almost 100 last week.
They're all first starters, you know.
Chase is outstanding. Yeah. And, you know, Mixon and Perrine are both really good pass catchers out of the backfield. So they've got some players on the offensive side. The good thing that I foresee is, you know, pressuring Burrow. You know, after you go against Josh Allen, everything else comes a hell of a lot easier. You know, you look at these quarterbacks going forward, and you've played against the best, and Burrow is not the same type of elusive guy Josh Allen is. You get him off his mark, you can cause some problems for him. And I think that that's what the Dolphins are going to have to do, you know, in regard to our defense against their offense.
Who's
going to
do it?
I think you're going to see a lot of the same, you know, to where they're showing blitzes and then they back out of it. Listen, this defense is playing at a really good level right now, a really high level. And, you know, I feel that the competition last week was really, really good. The competition this week is really, 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 really good. But I think they're going to be up to the task. I think that they're going to go out there. They're going to play a very solid football game on the defensive side.
I think the Bengals have a more complete offense than Buffalo.
Yeah, well, their running game with Mixon, I think, is a little bit better.
Yep.
You know, there's no question about it. But I think that Josh Allen is, you know, he's a whole different
animal.
He
adds an element that Burrow doesn't
have. Right. Exactly. I mean, Burrow's a pocket guy for the most part, and you get him off his mark, and you can create some turnovers. You know, if you look at his numbers for the year, Mike, up to this point, you know, he's thrown four interceptions and thrown six touchdowns, and he's been sacked 15 times already through three games.
Well, that's promising.
Well, that's very promising. I mean, you know, he's on average getting sacked five times a game. I mean, you put them, that's one of their problems right now. So, you know, you factor in four interceptions, 15 sacks, and through three games, and you're going against one of the best defenses this Thursday, you know, they're in for a world of shit. I can assure you that, you know, I mean, you know, the Dolphins have an opportunity here to dominate that offensive line and, you know, create some situations for turnovers. And I think they're going to do it. I really do. I feel that right now, you know, we're playing better football than this football team. And I think that our defense can match up very well against their offense.
I'm glad to hear it.
You are you?
Yeah, because
That didn't sound convincing.
Well, I'm a little concerned.
Okay, go ahead.
Those three receivers are going to test our secondary.
Yep.
And our secondary has been playing great, don't take me wrong.
Right.
But these guys are another level.
Uh-huh. Well.
All right, we got a break for a moment, and we'll be back right after these messages. The NFL action is in full swing here at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. We're talking touchdowns, big plays, and even bigger wins. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win and get $200 in free bets if they do. If that's not enough, everyone can boost their winnings with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Right now, for every leg you add, you can boost your winnings up to 100%. With payouts bigger than ever, why bet on football anywhere else? To make things even sweeter, you can throw down on stepped-up same-game parlays once per game day all season long. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code TPPN to get $200 in free bets if your team wins when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code TPPN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner in the NFL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See the show notes for details. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, and it's been great. One reason it's been great to listen to? Because I use my Raycon wireless earbuds to do it. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With optimized gel tips so the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge, trust me. Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. They're priced just right. You get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Think about that. 50,000. That's a lot of five-star reviews, people. They got options with them. You've got three customizable sound profiles. You've got earbud tap functions. You've got noise isolation, and you've also got awareness mode. So if you need to hear, you'll be able to. These are pretty cool earbuds. They're comfortable. They've got those options that I told you about, and you can't go wrong with them. So go to buyraycon.com today and use code TPPN15 to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's code TPPN15 at buyraycon.com to score 15% off. Buyraycon.com, code TPPN15.
All right, let's go down the list here. So Chase Diggs, right? That's toss-up, right?
Okay.
Gabriel Davis, you can throw in Higgins. Gabriel Davis, Higgins, yeah, they're kind of similar. Tyler Boyd and McKenzie, Tyler Boyd's probably a little bit better, you know, but comparable, Mike, comparable. And the secondary as a whole did a pretty good job last week against those guys, again, with Josh Allen throwing to them. So I'm not so sure they're that much better than what we faced last week.
But I think the difference is they're going to be more aggressive than Buffalo was.
You think so, huh?
I do.
63 times they threw the football, Mike. That's pretty aggressive.
Yeah, but they weren't challenging us deep often.
So what you're saying is not so much the amount of passes, but you're talking about
they'll
them
be more
throwing
aggressive.
The ball down the field, right? Well, they can get into some trouble doing that, Mike, because it takes a little bit more time to get the ball down the field.
True.
And, I'm certain X-Man is going to be chasing Chase all day, right?
Probably.
He's going to be on him. And then you've got the other matchups, you know, Higgins on the other corner, whether it be Kutu or Needham as a starter, and then whoever isn't doing that playing in the slot. So, you know, I think it starts up front that they have to put them in passing situations. I don't want to see Mixon running the ball well. You know, you put them in second and longs. I think, you know, then you can get into our amoeba defense to where you're disguising some certain things. And as long as the guys up front are capable of doing what they did last week against Buffalo, I think, you know, that we've got a really good shot at, you know, slowing them down. I don't see them scoring a ton of points, Mike. They haven't looked very good offensively through their three games, you know. They've been average, you know. They've been average.
Right. They've struggled. But I'm kind of lean some of that on the lack of preseason, you know, games. And I think by the time you're into week three, week four, you're starting to come out of the preseason funk, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, Mike, you know, most of the teams, you know, obviously prepare the same way coming out of the preseason. So, you know, I mean, to me, you know, they should be playing better football than what they are. I don't know if it's that Super Bowl hangover thing, whatever the case may be. But the bottom line is this, is that up to this point, they're not running the ball well. You know, Mixon's, you know, averaging 2.8 yards a carry. I mean, so, you know, they're not running the ball. Burrow's thrown four interceptions, sacked 15 times. I mean, the offensive line isn't playing well in a few different ways. So they're not playing up to par right now. So, you know, I think that, you know, they're going to come in. They'll be ready. I mean, they're on a short week as well. I think they played up in New York this past week. So they've only got a couple of days to prepare. Obviously, they're at home. That's an advantage. They don't have to travel. But you know what? We can't use it as an excuse. You know, we've got to go in there and, you know, we've got to play the same type of football we've been playing. Now, I mean, do you expect somewhat of a letdown because of the physicality of the game last weekend and what we had to do to pull that win out? Yeah, probably so.
Well, between that and the traveling and, you know.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I mean, but, you know, who knows? We may go out there and we may play, you know, a fantastic football game. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't, you know, that they're a little lackluster on both sides of the ball, especially on the defensive side, because those guys just worked their asses off. The offense really didn't get us. It didn't really didn't work up much of a sweat. They weren't on the field all that much. Right.
we were just fine. Yeah.
So maybe the offense will pick us up this week. And, you know, I think that, again, you know, I think that, you know, our defense can handle this situation against them. I mean, yes, they are a good passing football team. Yes, they have a very good running back. But, you know, I think that, you know, we have faced some pretty damn good teams over the first 3 weeks and have handled them pretty well.
Well, so, you know what? Ted Karras is their center.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
I like that matchup.
I like it, too. I love it. Wilkins is going to throw him around like a sack of potatoes. Yep. Listen, we've got a that defensive front has got to go out and they have to play good football. You cannot allow Mixon to get yards. You just can't. You can't. You got to put them in passing situations. And then it works into our favor big time. You know, you can't have them getting any kind of yardage on first and second down running the football.
T. Higgins is their top-rated player.
How about that?
Yep, Jamar Chase is fourth.
Yep, T. Higgins.
I would have thought it would flipped around, but
well, Higgins is really good.
Yep. So is Jamar Chase.
So is Tyler Boyd.
Yep.
They're all good. So is Hayden Hurst, the tight end. I mean, he can hurt you as well.
Yep.
And I'm more concerned with him and Perrine and those guys because I think X-Man will lock in. Listen, it doesn't really matter who X-Man locks in on. I mean, it could be Higgins. I think it's going to be Chase. You know, they may switch things up. They may try to get Chase locked in on Needham or Kahoo and try to go over the top on him. But you know what? We got some pretty damn good safeties back there, too.
Yeah, they're going to figure out whatever they think is their best matchup, personnel-wise.
Exactly. And you know what, Mike? You know, the luxury that we have is that we've got a good front up. You know, the guys up front are very good. I mean, Roberts and these guys, you know, they play the run pretty well. Our defensive line plays the run pretty well. You know, so it's not a situation where you have to start putting our safeties up in the box to help, you know, help in the running game, which will allow them to maybe double up on Chase or Higgins on the outside, whoever need him or who is covering. And you just put X-Man out there on the island as you normally do. And yeah. And that's how you defend them. You know, it's same thing every week, Mike. You know, the challenges in the NFL nowadays. They don't stop. I mean, you know, the Jets have some really good young receivers coming in the week after. But, you know, our defense is one of the best units, defensive units in football, and I think they'll be up to the task.
They have three elite pass rushers.
Yeah, so we're going to switch over to their defense now. Huh?
Yeah, well, I'm looking at it, so I just said it. You know, DJ Reader and Trey Hendrickson and Mike Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They all have elite grades when it comes to pass rushing.
Yeah, Hendrickson's got 2.5 sacks already this year. I mean, listen, their defense was sneaky good last year. I mean, like you look at their team and you're like, oh, there's not a lot of names on this team.
And Hilton's a cornerback, so they must be blitzing him or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. They basically, you know, they've come up with two interceptions this year. And they've got like 5 fumble recoveries. So this defense, yep. You know, like I said, Mike, they're sneaky. They're sneaky good. They have 6 sacks through 3 games.
Uh-huh.
So they're averaging about 2 sacks a game.
Well, I see 7, but whatever.
Okay. Either way, you know, 6, 7, neither here nor there. You know, it's
32 hurries in 3 games. So that's, you know, that's about
pretty
what
good.
You expect. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I mean, you know, their defense is sneaky good. They're very, very solid, solid unit. You know, as again, you know, you look at the players on this team and, you know, there's just a few guys, you know, you're going to recognize a few names and that's it. Eli Apple is a corner on their team.
Right.
You know, he's a starter. I mean, you know, I'm going at him. I'm going out, but, you know, I'm going at him nonstop with our two guys. I mean, you know, the same thing with Awuzie on the opposite side. I mean, you know, pretty good player, but, you know, I'll match up Waddle on Hill and Hill on those guys all day long. I don't care. It doesn't matter. You know, Tua's got to come out and play a good football game.
Yeah, Hill was calling out Eli Apple yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, after the game.
What'd he say?
Just telling him he's ready for him.
Hill told Apple that he's ready for him?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, Apple's going to have his work cut out for him. You know, I think that Tua's, I mean, no, not Tua. Hill's trying to get in his head early, right?
Yeah. You know, Hill likes to talk.
I love it. You know,
well, I like to hear himself talk. I'm not sure which.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, listen, you know, when you play the way that guy plays, you know, you can talk. If you can walk the walk, then you can, you know,
talk.
You know, because of his lack of targets last week, I think they're going to feature him a little bit more this week.
I kind of think so, too.
You know, I think that maybe there were just a ton of coverages thrown at him, you know, on Buffalo's side of the football, and they just didn't. Mike, they only threw the ball 18 times last week, the Dolphins. So, you know, I think you're going to see them, you know, sustain some more drives, but. You know, again, Cincinnati's defense is very, very solid. I mean, they play well as a unit. I mean, there's not a ton of guys that, you know, that'll sit there and, you know, just, you know, just like, wow, these guys are loaded. You know, Buffalo's defense, when they're healthy, is loaded with players. This team, they're just sneaky good. But, you know, our offense, Mike, you know, they're a different unit. You know, I think we're going to have some success against them. I think that there's some factors that, you know, that help Cincinnati in this game. But I think that when you look at us on paper and them on paper, we're very comparable football teams. But, you know, I like our
AFC
chances.
Champions, do you think we're really comparable?
I do. I absolutely do, Mike. Every year is different, you know. And, I mean, you know, three games in, you know, we're playing better football than they are. It's simple as that. I mean, I think our competition has been better. And, you know, they're 1-2 and we're 3-0. I mean, you know, that what does that tell you right there? I mean, you know, right now we're playing better. Any given Sunday, we're playing better football than they are right now. You know, our additions compared to their additions in the offseason, we improved our team much more than they did.
That I would agree with.
You know, I mean, you know, you can't Tyreek Hill, I mean, Arms. You go down the list. We improved our offense incredibly. And, you know, they're going to have their hands full with us. I think this is a game we can win. I really do.
What score?
What score? Are you talking like Tarzan? What score? Uh-huh. What score, Lou? Me have to go back, hang out with Cheetah. Give me a score. I think we win this game 24-21.
Oh,
I think we're winning.
Tight one, huh?
I think we're going 4-0. I think somehow, some kind of way, we pull it off again. Yep, I really do.
Well, we've got momentum.
We've got momentum. That momentum has to fly to Cincinnati. Uh-huh. But I think that we pull this one out. I think we're a better football team than they are. I really do. You know,
well,
overall.
You know, when something works, you stick with it. And I've lost the last 2 weeks in a row, and they haven't. So I'm going to pick Cincinnati to win.
Okay.
31-27.
Wow. 31 points on our defense. You just keep insulting us, Mike, with these scores.
Those receivers are good. Buffalo's Burrow likes to throw.
Yeah. Okay. Burrow can hit the ground.
Let's hope so.
He's got to get those throws off, Mike. And then he's got to get those throws past our incredibly good secondary.
Incredibly good, huh?
Yep. Absolutely. I mean, it'll be an interesting game. I think that, you know, some things do favor them in their way. The home field, obviously, the short week we have to travel, blah, 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 blah. But past that, you know, I think that right now we're playing better football. That favors us. I think we're a better football team on paper right now. That favors us. So we'll see how that all balances out when it's all said and done.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, it's tough. Asking the team to do what they have to do is tough. Playing that game Sunday, you know, like becoming physically exhausted and recovering from that and flying out to Cincinnati and ramping up that intensity again, it's a tough ask.
It Sure, so, in the heck is. No so, doubt about that.
You know, we're hoping they can do it. It's a tough thing to ask an athlete, but, you know, teams have to do it every week. So, it, you know, there's no excuses. They got to do it.
They have to do it. They knew it coming in. They knew on the schedule what, you know, what they knew for months now what the situation is. Hopefully they prepared, you know.
As much as you can prepare.
Much as you can prepare. Exactly. Exactly. So let's see what happens. It'll be interesting. Now, when are we coming back, Mike? Because it's a Thursday game. Are we coming back on Monday like we normally do, or are we going to come back earlier than that?
That's the plan.
Okay, so we're gonna come back on Monday.
That's the plan.
All righty.
All right. Now, that may change, but we'll see.
You got it. All right. Sounds good. So, you know, let's get a win. Let's go up there and, you know, and spank Cincinnati's butt, as Shula would say. And,
you know, a month ago we were saying, you know, if they could finish this 4-game stretch 2-2, that would be a win.
Exactly. Right. Because it does get a little bit easier. But, you know, Mike, like you just said a minute ago, any given Sunday. You know, you can't take any team lightly in the NFL anymore. I mean, look at how many upsets there have been through 3 weeks. I mean, who would have thought that Kansas City was going to lose to Indianapolis yesterday?
Just a lot of craziness.
Crazy, crazy stuff. Crazy, crazy.
Jacksonville.
Crazy. Jacksonville just spanking San Diego. My goodness. Oakland is what, 0-3 now?
Yep.
I mean, my goodness.
The bookmakers are really, really happy.
Oh, they're making big
time.
They're
making money hand over fist.
Yeah.
Because the favorites keep losing. The
favorites keep losing. And I mean, they're not losing spread-wise. They're losing flat out.
Yep.
So, yeah, quite interesting. Absolutely. Really hard year to figure out so far. You know what's amazing, Mike, is the fact that we are one of only two teams that are still undefeated 3 weeks into the season.
Us and
how
the
about
Eagles.
That? Yep, us and the Eagles. So, you know, probably over the next couple of weeks, there may not be an undefeated team other than us because we are winning.
Well, that's okay with me.
We are winning this week, Mike.
Uh-huh. We'll have to see what the Eagles do. I'm not sure who they play next week.
Yep. All right, bud.
All right.
Sounds good.
We'll be back when we're back.
All right.
Thanks for listening, everybody, and fins up.
Fins up, Dolphins.
All right, that's today's show. I just want to remind everyone that the Fin Fans podcast is proud to be part of DolphinsTalk.com podcast network and the Pigskin podcast network. Check out these sites, guys. There's lots of podcasts and information there that you'll enjoy. All right, until next time, be well and take care.
Network.